This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is back in Washington after a four-day visit to Japan. AP's Sagar Magani reports the president's returning to a much different atmosphere than he enjoyed on his trip overseas.
There was a sumo wrestling tournament, a French feast, and a visit with Japan's new emperor.
We thank the people of Japan for their incredible hospitality.
The Japanese crafted it all to flatter the president, who visited with U.S. troops on the way home.
I'm thrilled to be aboard the USS Wasp.
He returns here facing a running feud with Congress's top Democrat, other Democrats pushing for impeachment proceedings and foreign policy challenges like North Korea. In Tokyo, Japan's prime minister and the president's own national security advisor blasted the North's recent missile tests, but the president said they were no big deal.
Intelligent people agree with
me. You're not bothered at all by the small missiles.
No, I'm not.
And again praised Kim Jong-un. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A conservative Republican has blocked efforts by the U.S. House of Representatives to fast-track a $19 billion disaster relief bill. Kentucky Representative Thomas Massey said he objects to a plan to pass the bill under special procedures that require a unanimous agreement among all lawmakers.
If the Speaker of this House felt that this was must-pass legislation, the Speaker of this House should have called a vote on this bill before sending every member of Congress on recess for 10 days, and I object.
I urge my friends in this body not to object. I urge them to do so because millions of people are at risk.
That was Thomas Massey, followed by House Democrat Steny Hoyer, warning about the dangers of further delays. President Trump supports the bill, which sends a great deal of aid to his political stronghold. This is VOA News. The weather remains a danger in the central part of the United States. National weather officials are predicting more heavy rain, severe thunderstorms, and flooding from the Texas Panhandle through portions of the upper Midwest. The state of Oklahoma has been hard hit by at least two powerful tornadoes. Two people have been killed. Dozens of others have been injured. Power lines are down and homes have been destroyed in the state. In Israel, the Knesset has begun a process that could lead to new parliamentary elections. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has until Wednesday to form a coalition deal. Without it, his Likud party will lose its majority. Former coalition partner Avigdor Lieberman has refused to give Likud the support of his party's five parliamentary seats. That leaves Netanyahu at risk of losing his position. Ratcheting up the Persian Gulf rhetoric, Iran's Revolutionary Guard is talking tough, saying it has no fear of the United States. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A military spokesman says the Guard has enough readiness to defend the country, adding that the nation has boosted its military power over the past 30 years. He adds that the enemy, meaning the US, is no more powerful than before. Tensions between Washington and Tehran soared recently over America deploying an aircraft carrier and B-52 bombers in the Persian Gulf over a still unexplained threat it perceives from Tehran.
That's AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting. The Taliban and Russia have jointly called for the withdrawal of U.S.-led coalition troops from Afghanistan. A top leader of the Islamist insurgent group has denounced the U.S. presence as a major obstacle to Afghan peace. A Taliban deputy made the remarks in Moscow Tuesday at a gathering of Russian and Afghan security personnel and Afghan political representatives. The Taliban representative said his group is committed to peace, but the occupation of Afghanistan must end. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov also urged foreign forces to leave Afghanistan. He said peace-building efforts initiated by Moscow are helping the peace process. President Trump's son is in Morocco as part of a three-day trip to garner support for his Middle East peace plan. White House officials say Jared Kushner will also visit Jordan and Israel. The trip comes as the U.S. prepares to unveil the economic part of its plan at a conference in Bahrain in late June. And at a time when bad news seems to be inescapable, the aid group Save the Children has some good news. Across the globe, children are healthier and safer than ever before. According to a new report by the U.S.-based charity, the overall situation for children has improved in nearly every country since 2000. Among the highlights are child deaths being down, and 150 million more children are now in school. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Broadcast.